This is By the Horns, Episode 4, titled Discipline. I'm your host, Ethan Corbin, and I'm here to help you get serious and take life by the horns. Self-discipline begins with the mastery of your thoughts. If you don't control what you think, you can't control what you do. Simply, self-discipline enables you to think first and act afterward. That is a quote from Napoleon Hill. Today, I'm going to be talking about the whole concept of self-discipline and how it can free you, how self-discipline can free your mind. And I'm going to go ahead and point this out. I am drawing a lot of inspiration from Jocko Willink and his book, Discipline Equals Freedom. I've read that book like twice now, and I really like it. That book helped me a lot. I'll also be drawing some inspiration from David Goggins' book, Can't Hurt Me, and a little bit of Cameron Haynes, his thoughts and what he says about discipline and whatnot. Anyways, we're going to jump right into this. So, thought number one I have here is discipline equals freedom. Discipline equals freedom. That is the title of Jocko Willink's book. For anyone that has not read that book, I would strongly recommend picking it up and reading it. And if you have the option, if it's available, I would strongly recommend the hardcover actual print version. It's on a whole different level than any audiobook or any summary or any online ebook. I would really recommend the print version of this book. You're going to want to come back to it, I promise you. So we're going to jump right into this here. Discipline equals freedom. My first point I have down under that is, that doesn't make any sense. That's a response a lot of people have when they're introduced to this idea of discipline equals freedom. How can disciplining myself and doing these things I don't want to do and making myself do different tasks and whatnot, how is discipline freedom? That doesn't make any sense. Because a lot of people, when they think of discipline, they imagine, you know, maybe punishing or disciplining a child or a pet or something like that, or enforcing positive reinforcement or negative reinforcement or whatever you want to think. Well, discipline, when it comes to disciplining yourself, is a little bit different. With self-discipline, it's more so about understanding what your goals are and doing what you have to do, irregardless of how you feel, what you want, or what your body is telling you to make those goals happen. For example, if you're looking to join the military and go into some sort of special forces team, I would hope, and I would assume that you're physically training pretty intensely and you're physically preparing for the tests you have to take to get into that. And I'm sure most of the time you don't want to have to get up and go run an 8-minute mile and go do pull-ups and push-ups all morning and do ruck hikes and swims and stuff. Nobody really wants to do that, but it's the discipline that you have to bring into you to say, okay, look, if I ever want to be on the SEAL teams, if I ever want to be a Ranger, I'm going to have to get up and get this done. And that applies to everything. Like if you're looking for a promotion at work, you need to discipline yourself to follow the guidelines and follow the rules to be a good employee to work your way into that promotion. If you want to eat healthy, if you want to lose some pounds, or if you want to gain some weight, if you want to put on some muscle, you need to discipline yourself so that you are eating the right foods to fuel your body and not wasting any calories. You need to really discipline yourself there. And that, like I said, this applies to everything. These are just a couple different examples here. And discipline is different from motivation. Very, very different from motivation. Motivation, in my opinion, is an outside source. Whenever you feel motivated, like you watch a motivating video on YouTube, or you listen to a song that really motivated you and inspired you to do better, or any of that, that is different. That is a lot different from discipline. Discipline comes from within. When you are disciplined, You can be tired. You can be not feeling it. It can be an off day. It can be bad weather. You can have some depression setting in. It doesn't matter. When you need that discipline to come into your life, you will be disciplined, and that discipline will find you. You absolutely will. Motivation is fickle, and motivation is very cheap fuel. With motivation, it'll only carry you so far. That discipline is what carries you across the finish line with your goals. Whatever your goals may be. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your plans are, what your goals are. It doesn't matter. Whoever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever your plans are. Discipline is how you get there. Absolutely. Discipline, self-discipline, and making sure you do what you need to do, no matter how you feel, is how you get to your goals. So, I know in episode 3, me and my friend Armourist talked about macro freedoms on like a national level, about liberty and freedom and whatnot, and how it pertains to, you know, the whole nation and democracy and whatnot. And this, in my opinion, is a similar concept. This is more of a micro freedom idea instead of macro, though, because macro means big, micro means small. So on a macro level, this liberty and this freedom applies to the country and the nation, the world even. But on a micro level, it really just applies to the individual. If you want to be free, if you want to live your life however you want to live it, whatever you want to do, you can do anything as long as you discipline yourself. And I know that's corny. It's cheesy. A lot of people will tell you that. But I'm serious. You can do anything you want to do if you just discipline yourself to get it done. If you sit there and think, what is my dream job? What do I want to be doing above everything else in the world right now? If you put in the work and you discipline yourself and you sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write my goals out. I'm going to figure out what's the best, most efficient way to crush these goals and get to where I need to be. And as long as you follow that and you discipline yourself to not stray from that path, you will get it done. And that applies to anything you want. If you want to be an astronaut, you can. You want to be a Army Ranger, you can. You want to be a doctor, you can. You want to be a lawyer, you can. It's easy. Well, it's not easy. I take that back. I'm sorry. But there's the discipline. And the discipline becomes easy after you start applying it to your life. So I'm going to keep speaking on this whole micro freedom and how discipline really does free you. It opens up more options for you. That's one thing I like to speak on a lot. And this, I wish someone would have told me this when I was in high school, because, well, I'll get to that in a second. But if you're a high school student, junior, senior, sophomore, whatever, if you're a high school student, really listen to these next few words I'm speaking right now. Or hell, if you're middle school, whatever, if you're young, if you're a young person that's still in high school, or maybe even, this could even apply to college, but in my opinion, more so high school, really listen to this next bit I'm going to be speaking on. If you do what you need to do and you discipline yourself, you will have so many more options for where you want to go in life. If you're in high school, for example, let's just say, if you're in high school and you don't worry about playing video games or watching Netflix or jerking off or spending all your time eating junk food or anything, and you just, you know, you really, you know, I'm not saying give up your entire social life. That's, you know, that's extreme. But if you just, you know, spend a good chunk of your time studying, putting in the work, doing homework, doing extracurricular activities, being in clubs, reading books about just to further expand your knowledge about what school, you know, what you're studying in school and what kind of career path you want to go down. And if you're, you know, on an athletic team, if you spend your time training for that, you're going to have a lot more doors opened up for you. Because when I was in high school, no one really told me that the harder I mean, they told everyone this. Everyone can recognize and resonate with what I'm with the with this. They tell in high school, they tell everybody, you know, work harder and you'll be set. But they never explain the why of any of this. And this is, you know, just one of the thousands of problems plaguing our education system. But the why here is that college is hard. The real world is hard. It's way harder than high school, and it's way harder than they tell you it is before you actually get into the real world. And I learned that the hard way. I ended up dropping out of college after I was in it for a semester and a half because it's just, I couldn't take it. It's not what I thought it was. Thankfully, I'm back on track now because I've disciplined myself and I've learned a little bit about how the real world works. But in high school, they didn't do a very good job explaining that. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. But what I'm trying to get at here is the harder you work in high school, the more hours you put in to studying, the more you learn about real-world topics, which I'm going to have an episode really soon about books I recommend for young people to read about the real world and getting into, you know, real-life circumstances, real situations, and just real advice that I've gotten from these different various books. I'm going to make a podcast very soon about this. I think it would be really helpful for many people. But, sorry, got off topic there. Like I was saying, though, I'm sorry. You need to really put in the work, read some books, study up, be an athlete, get into sports teams, do good in school so that you can get scholarships to go to college, so that you can get free college. And don't expect free college to get handed to you from the government. I know some states do that. I live in Tennessee. We have this scholarship called the Tennessee Promise Scholarship, where if you have a certain GPA and a certain amount of volunteer hours, you can go to public college for free for 2 years. But, you know, don't count on that. Don't bank on that. You need to really put in the work in high school so that you can get some scholarships. You can get some free college. It will help you so much. I know several people that are in crippling debt because they went to private colleges or they did not have any scholarships, they didn't apply themselves very well, and now they're, you know, in their 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever, and they're still paying off their college debt for a degree that some of them don't even use. It's ridiculous. So my point here is, you know, like I was saying, this is really two students in high school, and college too, but, you know, at college it's kind of too late to apply this to college, but you can still apply this to college for a career path and whatnot. Be an athlete. Study hard, make friends, learn social skills, read books about the real world, read finance books, read spirituality books, read leadership books, get into it, and don't waste your time. Do not waste your time. High school those are the four very precious years. I'm not going to say they're the best years of your life. They're far from it. They're pretty rough, actually. But they are precious, and they're very important for you to seize those years while you're there, because once you get out of high school, if you pissed away those 4 years and you didn't apply yourself, you're going to feel the repercussions of that for a long time, unless you work your ass off to dig yourself out of the hole that you got yourself in, which I see a lot of people are having to do right now. I'm going to jump into thought number two now. So thought number one was discipline equals freedom and micro freedoms and all that good stuff. How discipline can free you on a micro level, on an individual level. So thought number two here is, where do I start? So thought number four, I'm going to skip a couple. It says utilize the snowball effect. Well, thought number four and thought number two kind of go hand in hand. So, you know, the snowball effect is, everyone knows about that. And plus, I talked about it in episode number two, I believe. Or maybe one. I'm not sure. It was either episode one or two. I talked about the snowball effect when it comes to bettering yourself or worsening yourself, if it comes down to it. So where do I start with discipline? Where do I start with really building this discipline? You know, maybe you want to quit porn. You know, that can be hard. That can be really hard. Maybe you want to quit social media. That can be really hard too. You know, everyone's addicted to it. Maybe you want to quit sugar. That can be really damn hard. Well, I'd say my first bit of advice, one of the first couple steps you can take, is wake up early. Whatever that means for you. Let me put that into context here, because I learned this the hard way. Jocko Willink on Instagram, everyone knows this that follows him, posts every day his watch and his big hairy fucking gorilla arm at 4:30 in the morning, of him waking up at 4:30 a.m. every day. And it's just kind of a thing. It's like an iconic little thing. Jocko wakes up at 4:30. He tells everyone in his videos, wake up at 4:30 a.m., get up at 4:30 in the morning, get up at the ass crack of dawn, you know. Well, I work at Chick-fil-A. And I'm full-time, and my hours are 2 p.m. to close. We close at 10, and I'm usually getting home around 11. And for anyone at all that works, you know that one works second or third shift, it's a little bit difficult to get off and get directly in bed. You know, I mean, usually I'm asleep around midnight, but I, you know, you can't just walk in the door from work and lay down in bed and fall asleep right then. I mean, you know, unless you worked like a damn long day, or unless, you know, I'm not gonna say that's impossible for everybody, but for me personally, I have a hard time falling asleep as soon as I get off work. So basically, whatever that means for you, whatever your hours are, if you work third shift, if you work second, the first, whatever, wake up early. Don't sleep in, but don't undersleep. You want to experiment with your body and figure out what you need. If you are somebody that needs a lot of extra sleep, well then take 9 hours, take 10 hours. You know, you got to work that into your schedule. I know Albert Einstein, for example, slept 12 hours every day. That's just him. I know Jocko on Instagram, he says he only needs 5 to 7 hours. He doesn't need that much sleep, and he works fine. I've tested myself. I've experimented with myself. I really need between 7 and 8. It just kind of depends for me. Usually, I set my alarm to wake me up after 8 hours of sleeping. But 9 times out of 10, I wake up after 7, 7.5 hours before my alarm naturally. I just wake up after 7, 7.5. So I'm usually asleep by midnight. I set my alarm for 8 a.m. and I usually wake up naturally around maybe 7:15, 7:30, sometimes 6:30. It just depends. I just let my body get the sleep it needs, but I never go over 8 hours. Like if I sleep all the way up until my alarm goes off at 8, I'm like, oh hell, that's weird. I mean, I'm glad I got that sleep that I needed, because if I sleep all the way until 8, that means my body probably needed that extra sleep, and I'm not mad about that. But that's the thing. You never want to go over your allotted time. If you know you only need 9 hours of sleep, if you know you only need 8 hours of sleep, that's like the max you're going to give yourself, because any more than that is just oversleeping. You need to experiment with your body. You need to kind of get in this sleep cycle thing and figure out what you need. Figure out what your ideal amount of sleep is. Like I said, mine is 7 to 8. Some people could be 5 to 6. Some people could be 12. So just experiment with yourself. Figure out what you like. And get in the habit of sleeping the same time every single day. Like mine, I'm asleep from midnight to 7 a.m. every single day, unmitigated, no questions asked. There's no way I'm going to bend from that. Well, obviously, I do sometimes, just in different circumstances, but that's okay. You know, you want to make sure you are sleeping the same time every day. Having a crazy, out-of-whack sleep schedule is so bad for you, it's not even funny. I don't want to get into the science right now. I have another podcast coming eventually about sleep science and whatnot, but like I said, figure out what works for you. Figure out how much sleep you need and follow that. If you can follow a perfect sleep schedule to the point where you're waking up at the same time every day, you're getting the sleep you need to fuel your body and push you through life, you're going to be set. You're going to be feeling good. And that is one discipline that will fuel you and push you really far in this idea of discipline equals freedom and being disciplined, because discipline starts in the morning. absolutely, it starts in the morning. It starts first thing. Whenever you hear that alarm go off, you don't need to say, oh, fuck this alarm. Let me go turn this off and get back in bed. No, whenever that alarm goes off, you wake up and it's time to engage. It's time to get after it. And I know I sound a little bit hardcore right now, but seriously, when that alarm goes off, it's not that annoying alarm that you need to go turn off and get back in bed. When that alarm goes off, it's telling you, it's saying, hey, sleep time's over. Let's get phase two moving. Phase one is sleep. Phase two is you're getting your day going. You get up. You get up out of bed right then. You turn your light on. You open your blinds, whatever you're doing. You get some clothes on. You go brush your teeth, and you start your day right then and there. Don't you lay in bed. Don't grab your phone. Don't cuddle up with the blankets. Don't turn your alarm off. Don't you hit snooze. Don't do any of that. You get up right then. And I promise you, once you're out of bed and you get some coffee or whatever in you, and you start moving around and move your muscles a little bit, you will feel great. You will have conquered the morning. You will have cursed and damned the warmth and comfort of your bed, and you'll feel great about it. And that is the first win, the first act of discipline. And discipline is a snowball effect. Every time you have one discipline that succeeds, all the other disciplines following that become a little bit easier and just come to you a little bit more natural. So let's say you wake up early. You get up at, like, for me, early for me would be 6. Like, my normal 7, early for me is 6. Like, what if I just wake up, get up at 6? I wake up for some reason at 6, and I say, okay, I'm getting up. I get up out of bed. Go work out. Get done at the gym. Go take a cold shower. Get done with that. Go cook a healthy breakfast of, I don't know, some eggs and bacon and some fruit or something. After that, sit down, grind out some work here on the podcast, read some of my books. I'm like in the middle of like 4 different books right now. You know, get some progress in my books, work on the podcast or something. Go sit in the sun and read a book or something. I don't know what, you know, just have a productive day. Get stuff done. And then go to work. I work at 2, you know, then go to work. You know, that's a productive day for me. That would be a very productive day, getting everything done that I need to get done. And I promise you, it's a snowball effect. If you can conquer the morning, first thing in the morning, when that alarm goes off, it's time. Your day doesn't begin when you clock in at work. Your day doesn't begin when you drink your coffee. Your day doesn't begin whenever you eat your breakfast. Your day begins as soon as you hear that alarm going off, as soon as you hear that iPhone chime, or that I have a twin bell, like old-fashioned alarm clock that just dings all to hell as soon as it goes off. I love that little thing. Best $10 I ever spent. You can get them at Walmart. iPhone alarms, they're too nice. They're too kind to you. I put this little twin bell alarm clock on the opposite side of my room. Whenever that fucker goes off, I gotta get up out of bed and go turn it off, because it wakes the whole damn house up. I love it. Anyways, back on track here. The snowball effect. The first one we talked about was sleep. Another one, exercise. Exercise every day. Get after it. There's no excuse at all, period. If you're sore, good. That's more of a reason to go exercise and work those muscles and get those knots worked out. If you are injured, that's a different story. If you are injured, you should probably take the day off. Or if you don't want to take the day off, if you have a leg injury, do an upper body workout. If you have a shoulder injury, do a leg workout. If you it just depends. Try to get something in either way. Get some cardio, get your blood moving, get sweating, go on a run, do something. Exercise every single day. I'm going to make a whole video on exercise and what that means very soon. I think that's going to be, don't quote me on this, but maybe episode 6 or 7 or 5, I don't know, we'll see. We'll figure it out. It's going to be one of the next few, I'll tell you that much. But you need to exercise every day. You need to eat clean every day. You need to work on time management. One thing a lot of people struggle with is they will spend a lot of time doing like stuff that does not push them farther. I know one big one that I've started to notice with a lot of people, and I've cut this out for myself. I've really worked on this, is time you spend in the bathroom. And that's not just on the toilet. That is in the shower. That's really in the shower and on the toilet. A lot of people take some long showers and just sit on the toilet for way longer than they need to. And it's a time waster, in my opinion. It's a big time waster. Like, personally, for me, I had this problem for, like, the past few months. Not a problem, I'd say, just, you know, a little tiny something, where I'll take, like, long warm showers, long hot showers, and long for me is, like, 15, 20 minutes. And I started to realize I'm wasting, like, you know, a third of an hour here, almost. How can I fix this? I mean, you know, I could just say, okay, I'm just going to set a timer on my phone, get out after 3 minutes, 2-3 minutes, whatever, just clean myself, get out instead of standing there. But instead, I said, I'm going to start taking cold showers. And I used to do cold showers. I fell off that, though, because it just kind of got old for me. So I said, I'm going to start taking cold showers. And I started doing this recently. And now, I don't even need a timer. Now, if I'm taking a cold shower, I get in there, I clean myself, and I'm out in damn 2-3 minutes. I'm done. That's it. I get done what I need to get done. I'm out of there. And I feel great. Taking a cold shower it gives you so much energy and it boosts your immune system. You feel so good after a cold shower. It's amazing. Strongly recommend taking cold showers. That builds a lot of discipline, because being able to step into something that every primitive instinct in your body says is dangerous and is going to kill you, and being able to just face that fear and say, hey, shower, fuck you, I'm gonna get in here, I'm gonna get after it, and I'm gonna embrace this cold, and I'm gonna clean myself, and I'm gonna get out, and I'm gonna feel good about it. That builds discipline, adds to that snowball effect. So, what we've gone over so far: get up early, eat clean, exercise every day, take cold showers, work on your time management, don't sit on the damn toilet scrolling Instagram for 20 minutes. You need to limit your social media time. One thing that helped me whenever I was quitting my social media addiction, I deleted the ones that I know I don't need. Like, I had the whole nine yards. I had Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. I never had TikTok. I've not fallen into the TikTok trap yet, and I hope I never do. I had all those apps on my phone. So I started with, I started cold turkey. I deleted all my social medias at once, because I'm just hardcore. Like, I'm, you know, not in a weird egotistical way, but whenever I quit addictions, I usually just like to do it cold turkey. I like to just tackle it at once and then figure out what I actually want to bring back from that afterwards. So about a little over a year ago, about maybe 13, 14 months ago now, I got sick of my social media addiction. I knew I was addicted to it, and I went in, I deleted everything. I deleted every single bit of it except for YouTube. I kept YouTube because, you know, that's just, you know, different. I kept YouTube, and I kept, like, Messenger on Facebook so I could, like, still text my coworkers, because my work, we use Messenger to communicate. But, I deleted everything for, like, a month straight. After a month, I said, I'm gonna get back on Instagram. I like Instagram. So I got back on Instagram, and I was no longer addicted to it. It's cool. So I broke that addiction. And one thing I did to really help myself with that is you can go to your settings on your phone and turn off notifications for your social medias. Whatever social medias you decide you're going to keep, just turn off the notifications for them. It will make you so much. It'll help you so much. I promise you. Those notifications are literally designed to make you want to click on them. The whole likes and follows and requests and direct message, it's all designed to make you want to click on it and stop what you're doing and take you off your path of discipline. I don't have a problem with social media in moderation at all. I think social media can be very good, can be healthy. But you need to moderate it and you need to discipline yourself. You cannot be on TikTok and Snapchat and Twitter all day long. The only social medias I actively use are Instagram and Twitter. I also have Facebook on my phone, but I never really use it because Facebook is just, you know, the land of boomers at this point. I don't like it at all. Snapchat, I hate Snapchat. I think it's really dumb. I think it is, it's just, oh, I can't stand the marketing stuff they put into Snapchat. I fucking hate it. So I don't have Snapchat at all. I used to, but I don't use it anymore. Instagram is cool. I think Twitter is probably the best social media all around. I like Instagram too, because you know, you can connect with people you know and whatnot. Anyways, getting off topic here a little bit. I'll pull it back to center. Limit your social media use. Don't get addicted to it. Discipline yourself to not be on social media all day, every day. Okay, so I think that was thought number two. Where to start? Wake up early, eat clean, work out, limit social media, work on your time management skills, and just get shit done. Get shit done. Thought number three, not feeling it. What do I do if I wake up and I'm not feeling it? It's just one of those days you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Good. Absolutely good. You know what that means? That means that's even more of a reason to execute your daily discipline. If you're not feeling it, I promise you, that is an opportunity. Don't look at it as a burden. Don't even look at it as, I don't even know how you would look at it. Whatever you think. Usually whenever I'm not feeling it, my part of me wants to look at it as if it's this burden that's plaguing me. Oh man, it's far from a burden. Whenever you wake up on the wrong side of the bed and you're not feeling it. You're just in a weird mood. That is a blessing. Because whenever you're not feeling it and you can still discipline yourself. I'm sorry. Whenever you can still discipline yourself on a bad day, on an off day. The satisfaction you will feel from still getting after it and still executing your daily discipline. Regardless, still eating clean, taking a cold shower, getting up as soon as you need to get up, working out, reading a book, working on a side hustle, working on your main job, whatever it is, you will feel great. You will say, "Damn, that was good. I'm proud of myself." But if it's tough, if it's one of those days, I mean, you know, everyone has one of those days. If it's really tough to get moving. From my experience, the two best ways to really jumpstart a day and really kind of give you a boost is a 1 mile run, or however you want to run, however far you want to run. I never run long distance. The most I'll do is like 3 miles. You do a 1 mile timed run as fast as you can. Absolutely as fast as you can. Knock it out as fast as you can. You better be breathing hard. You better be sucking that oxygen down by the time you are done. And as soon as you're done at that 1 mile run, go inside, turn your shower to the coldest setting it's got, and step in there and clean yourself up. When you get out of that shower, you will feel like a new person. let me tell you what. If you're having an off day, you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, start your day like that. It takes 15 minutes. Takes 15 minutes to do those two things. Lace up your running shoes, get some clothes on, go out on your street, and put your phone in your pocket and run 1 mile or whatever you. If you run a 10-minute mile, just run for 10 minutes. If you run an 8-minute mile, run for 8 minutes, however long you know. I've mapped my road out, my street, so I know exactly what a mile is here with my roads. But, like I said, takes no longer than 15 minutes. Run the neighborhood, go inside, step into a cold shower. With that little 15 minutes set aside and dedicated to jumpstarting your day, it will greatly help you if you're having a bad day, if you've already woke up on the wrong side of the bed. So that's my advice on days that you're not feeling it. Still, get after it. Don't quit. If you take a day off, you're going to be more likely to take another day off, and then another, and another, and another, and it snowballs. You know, you got the good snowballs, you got the bad snowballs, and that's a perfect transition to thought number four. Utilize the snowball effect here. Which I already kind of talked about this, thought number two, so I'll keep it short. Like I said, I've said this in episode 1 and 2. Utilizing and mastering small disciplines. Making your bed. Taking a cold shower. Limiting your social media use. Cleaning up your diet. Working out every day. Drinking more water. They accumulate very powerfully. And they allow you to make larger, bigger wins in life. They allow you to take the steps in your career path to get on the job, the career you want to be into. These little things, these little wins, they add up in your brain. And I'm going to talk about this in an episode I have about mental health coming up. That's very inspired by Jordan Peterson. But These little wins accumulate, and you need to pay attention to them, and you need to utilize them. Because it's easy to get these little wins. These little wins, you don't actually have to go and win something. It's not by chance to get these little wins, to have the satisfaction of knowing you made your bed, to have the satisfaction of knowing you got up early, to have the satisfaction of knowing you took a cold shower and worked out and ate a clean breakfast. You don't have, that's not something that's given to you. That's not something you actually have to even earn. You just do it, and it's a win. Your brain will be happy. Your brain will say, "Damn, you did good today. Good job." Your brain, like, you get that win feeling. You need to collect these wins because they snowball. Whenever you have all these wins, add up and add up and add up, it gives you that confidence to seek out bigger wins, to seek out the courage you need to ask out the girl you like, or the courage you need to sign up for that CrossFit gym that you're intimidated by, or the courage you need to, I don't know, apply for some college program. I don't know, whatever your bigger goals may be, whatever your bigger underlying goals may be. These little wins snowball and pile up and accumulate and allow you to tackle your big goals much easier. Thought number five, do not hesitate. This one's going to be short and sweet. Hesitation and overthinking are the number one killers of dreams and goals. If you hesitate and you overthink, if you stall in that moment, if you wake up in the morning, as soon as that alarm goes off at 7 in the morning, and you say, Instead of getting up and opening your eyes and hopping up out of bed and getting in that cold shower, if you say, maybe I should take 5 more minutes, maybe I should just lay here, maybe I should open my phone, that is the first step to take to getting off the path. That is the first step to killing your dreams and killing your goals, destroying them, if you will. Don't hesitate. Don't think about it. Just do it. If you know it's what you have to do, get up and do it. And overthinking is a little bit different. When it comes to overthinking, that more so applies to, I'm going to say, mental tasks, mental stuff. Like, for example, this podcast itself, I overthought this for so damn long, and it's not even funny. I've been planning this for like a year now, and I've been overthinking it and saying, oh, I need to make the perfect first episode. I need to make the perfect introduction. I need to perfectly introduce this to my followers. No. One day I said, fuck this. I'm going to design the cover art, and I'm just going to go out and I'm going to record an episode and put it up. I don't care if it's bad or not, and I'll go from there. And my first episode was not great, but it was a first episode, and not many people even have a first episode. And now here I am on episode 4, and I've been working on this. I'm pretty proud of myself. Don't overthink it. Just get after it. Just do it. Gary Vee talks about this all the time, and you can say what you want about Gary Vee, but you know, he's got some good stuff to say a lot of the time. This man always says, No one's first podcast, no one's first YouTube video, nobody's first anything is good because they're a beginner. If you want to start a podcast, if you want to start a YouTube channel, if you want to start this new career, if you want to become an author, whatever it may be, your first one's going to be shitty. It's going to suck. If you want to be a musician, your first music's going to suck pretty bad. But that's part of being a beginner. Think of your job you work right now. When you first started, you probably sucked at it. Unless you had prior experience in the same field or something, but that's different. When you first start anything, you're not good at it. You have to get experience. And the same applies to content creation and to goals and dreams of this sort. You're going to be bad when you first start, and that's just a fact you have to be willing to accept. You can't overthink this kind of stuff, and you got to do it. You just got to do it. And the more you create, the more content you create, the better you get. The better you get over time. So that was thought number 5, and thought number 6, this is just kind of my closing words here. Be free. Be free. You are free on an individual level once you're disciplined. Now, everyone's free on an individual level. We're just talking, you know, liberty, and you can do whatever you want here in America. You can quit your job and, you know, go move across the country and raise cattle in Montana. I don't care. I'm talking about within yourself. Within yourself, if you want to be free to do the things that you, to accomplish your goals, I should say, I'm sorry. If you want to be free to accomplish your goals and be the person you want to be, you have to discipline yourself. You have to do what you need to do because it opens more doors. Just like I said about the high school thing, being disciplined, being fit, being smart, reading books, having a healthy diet, it opens doors for you. Makes you a better person all around. There's not a single downside to any of these things I'm listing right now. So, at the end of the day, get it done. Be disciplined and free yourself. That's it for today, everybody. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at CORB7. Okay, on Instagram it's CORB7N. On Twitter it's CORB9N. I really need to fix my Twitter. I need to make that in line with my Instagram. Anyways, it's been nice. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'll see y'all on episode 5. Out.